Drink responsibly.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Friday has one F, but you know what has two? Phil and Frank.
Wow.
That's two, Mike.
We're starting off the show like Sesame Street. What are we doing here? Going through the alphabet, huh?
Well, we'll get to I solo eventually. Yeah. And all the way down, we'll get to Wilbon.
We'll get there.
Toward
the bottom. I was always last.
At something.
Sitting in the back of the room when I was a little kid. Welcome to PTI. Tony tapped out at today's show. So we're here to do his work for him is our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola. Yeah.
Can hear them all the way from
two F somehow. Let's start with the end of the season for the Atlanta Braves. Nick Castellanos hit two solo home runs to help the Phillies win last night's game in the division series by the same 3-1 margin. Like last year, the Phillies finished 14 games behind the Braves in the regular season. And like last year, Philly topped Atlanta in the playoffs. Frank, what does this role reversal for the second straight postseason say about the Phillies and about the Braves?
It says a lot about the Phillies. They're about as intimidating and as powerful as their fans that fill that ballpark. I mean, Mike, let's think about this. They've won 9 straight playoff games against the National League at home. They're dominant in Philadelphia. And when you talk about power, the Braves led baseball in home runs. They were at hit 11-3 in terms of home runs in this playoff series. The Phillies at this time of year, give them credit. Their pitching was set up right, and that lineup was terrific. And after that tough loss in game 2, look at the way they bounced back in game 3, especially Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos. How good was he in this series? Unstoppable. 7-15 he was with all those home runs.
Yeah, Frank, and that bounce back that you speak of, I'm glad you brought that up. It speaks to personality to me.
Yep.
It speaks to a certain spirit that the Phillies play with. And you look, and it starts with Harper. It does, no matter what people may think of Harper. But Harper and Castellanos and Schwarber, it just seems to go throughout that lineup. But let me go back to the Braves for a second. And if we're going to provide them with any sort of excuse, I think you have to look at their rotation, which when they didn't have Morton and Freed, that's a lot to take out. Nobody has 4 starters these days. You're lucky to have 3. If you have 2, you better have them both, and they better be lined up properly with the stars to get you through a series. And then the Braves score 3 runs over those 3 losses. They get shut out in game 1. They score 1 run last night. So I'm looking. They got so many things working against them, and that Philly power you talk about, they had as many home runs and as much power in August and September as the Braves did, and we were told their lineup was more potent than the 27 Yankees. That's why stats do lie. I look at it, and I see personality. And I'm just like, you know what? If you ask me who I want to go into a street fight with, the guys with the Philly uniforms on or guys in the Braves uniforms, I'm picking the Phillies for that, Frank.
Yeah, and think about this, too. Ronald Acuna, that's the player, Ronald Acuna Jr., that's the player you're looking for to come through on the Braves. He was 143 in the series.
Yeah.
No home runs, no RBIs. And let's remember, the biggest moment of game 4, bases loaded in the 7th inning, he hits that shot to center field. And Johan Rojas, he looked a little shaky. It looked like he stumbled a minute because the way the wall is set up out there, he knew that he could be running into it. He made the catch. Give him a lot of credit. That was the moment
big
for the Atlanta Braves, right?
It was.
Absolute. All right. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says it's too soon for him to judge whether there are problems with baseball's playoff format. The top 5 teams in baseball's regular season combined to go just 1-13. Wow. During the playoffs. The first time none of them will appear in a league championship series. The main criticism, of course, that a 5-day break for the top division winners leaves them rusty. Mike, 2 of the bye teams made the LCS last season, so should we see this season as an aberration and give this format maybe a little more time?
Frank, I've been going through this all week, so I'm going to sound like a broken record, people who don't want to hear it too bad. The baseball structure, it's not just the postseason. The structure is broken. They've departed from it so radically from what baseball was meant to be. I don't mean just by the founding fathers, but from 1880, founding fathers, all the way up through the 1990s. So 110 years, baseball was one thing. It valued the 162 games of the regular season. And now it doesn't. It wants to have a postseason party. It used to, you know, proclaim with great haughtiness how it wasn't like the NBA or the NHL, and now it is. And so the more people you throw into this, the more variables, the more pitching and different ballparks, you get random results. So baseball needs to live with it. And it's not just a five-day break, a layoff, the rust. That's not the only thing. You have devalued your regular season, Rob Manfred, so live with it. Because you're not going back. You're going to take the extra money. I don't want to hear the excuses. It's not too soon. We know what the postseason is. It's broken.
Yeah, Mike, you're 100% right. You look at college football, the NHL. You want to look at European soccer. The regular season means something. And that used to be what baseball was about. Baseball is a regular season sport. Now you're getting to the playoffs, and you're having that first round where teams get a bye. Teams are not used to being off for 5 days. Brandon Hyde, the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, said that. Maybe we need a 1 or 2 days off, like get our rotation going. But 5 days off, that's not the rhythm of baseball. They're going to have to change, at the very least, Mike, change this. Just reseed. You know, the Diamondbacks should have played the Atlanta Braves. Philadelphia should have been in L.A. playing the Dodgers. Dodgers probably is still going to lose that. Their pitching was a mess. But when you're having this many teams that finish with over 100 wins or teams with 99 wins, they're not it's not what the sport was about.
You know, I agree with every word you said. Here's a problem. They're, to get rid of the five-day bye, all they're going to do is add two more teams. They're going to go up. Well, they're going to add more teams so nobody will get a bye. It's garbage.
For what those about a of sing, us who what grew about up a single with baseball game a certain way. What about single game?
I guess you could, Frank. So you want to reduce the bye from 5 days to three? Oh, okay. But that's not baseball. So that you know what? You made your bed. Get in the damn bed. Just do it. I don't want to hear their excuses. I don't want to hear from Manfred on this.
And you know what? Spencer Strider of the Atlanta Braves, give him credit after the game.
He tried to be
He
stand
said, you know
up.
What? Yeah. You know what? If instead of making excuses, just be ready to play. You know, it's about you being competitive.
Not that simple.
You have 5 days
not
off.
Not that respond. Simple.
But at least... But at least he's taking that stand.
He was a stand-up guy. I'll give him credit. Yep. Baseball gets no credit. They screwed up the postseason. And they got to live with it.
You're 100%
That's what
right.
they got. And people will move on least, from baseball.
Or
they
play
will.
Four out of seven. Play four out of seven then. I get it. We'll be playing into December. Play four to seven. Get rid of the off days.
Let's move to the NFL. With the Chiefs topped the Broncos in a game as ugly as that score in 19-8. The Chiefs scored just one touchdown in five trips to the red zone, leading Andy Reid to say, quote, "We strive for something better than what we're doing right now," close quote. And the Broncos were the inverse of what they've been all season, solid defense, bad offense. Frank, would you rather focus on where the 5-1 Chiefs or the 1-5 Broncos stand through six?
Come on, Mike. With that quarterback and with the record that they already have, you're not going to be worried about the Chiefs. All the Chiefs ever do is they win their division. Hang on.
I'm going to take exception with you in a minute.
And they play home playoff games. They've played 11 since he's become the starting quarterback. So I can't judge them on playing Sunday. The next thing you know, they're playing Thursday. They won the game. Ultimately, that's all that matters. This is more about the Broncos. With the head coach, Sean Payton, and you have Russell Wilson at quarterback, right now that marriage isn't working out. Where is this thing headed? With the money that Russell Wilson has, and then Sean Payton, let's face it.
Ooh.
He has had a rough go here. That they're not winning games. How about the timeout he called at the end of the first
half? That's crazy.
On a fourth down, when you're going to give the ball back and allow the Chiefs to come down the field and get yet another field goal. To me, this is still more about the Broncos and how nothing has changed. And Sean Payton set himself up by killing the previous coaching staff. Now he realizes the trouble that he walked into.
The Broncos don't matter. The Broncos are irrelevant. The Broncos aren't worth talking about on any network anymore until they win at least two games and maybe three straight games, and they can't do that. So the Broncos are set aside. Let me get to why the Kansas City Chiefs could have trouble. Offensively, where they're only like, I don't know, ninth in the league in total offense right now, that's not good enough for them. Let me tell you why. And you wouldn't notice this. It's not the quarterback. Who's calling the plays for the quarterback, Frank? It's not Andy Reid, who may need to go back to it. It's Matt Nagy. You may not remember him, but I do. I've seen his offense fail miserably. That's why he got fired in Chicago. The Kansas City Chiefs better get the responsibility of that offense away from Nagy, and either Andy Reid better do it himself or replace somebody. Remember, he replaced Bienemy on some level. Frank, That's a disaster in waiting.
Mike, we lived, you and I lived through a guy in Chicago, number 23. This is the football equivalent of it. Everything you talk about, that guy on fourth down, they always convert, come play.
He can be ruined.
Maybe for another quarterback, it's Patrick Mahomes. He's at a different level than everyone in the league.
We'll
and all the guy ever does is win. And all he ever does
track.
Is play at home.
We're going to save this clip. And when Matt Nagy is replaced by Andy Reid,
who are you picking in the AFC? Who are you picking in the AFC over the Kansas City Chiefs? Come on now.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, isn't anybody.
I don't like the AFC at all.
Because there's one team. Huh? There's one team you trust.
Maybe
Mahomes
Jacksonville,
quarterback.
Maybe. Yeah.
And the tight end, too. I guess we have to mention him.
Coming up. Who should be more motivated Sunday? Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels?
I'm not picking them in the AFC. And should we expect the Liberty, to beat the Aces and get back into the WNBA Finals on Sunday?
You look at the Chiefs and what they are in the red zone and why.
It's fine. It's a regular season, and they keep winning.
All right.
There's one guy you trust. It's Mahomes.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Part of Happy Hour.
Time to spank Frank and toss up. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Toss up. Who should have more motivation to win Sunday's reunion? Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels?
Frank, this is real simple to me. Bill Belichick has no motivation to do anything. He can do it because he's Bill Belichick. But if he's not motivated, if he decided Sunday morning, you know what? I don't feel like coaching today. I'm just going to sleep through this one. He's Bill Belichick. Not one of those rings goes back to the ring company, Jostens or whoever's making the damn rings.
McDaniels, those are high school rings.
Come on. I know those are what my high school ring was. Listen, McDaniels has coached for like four plus seasons or parts of four seasons. Is it? Hey, coach, he's never made the playoffs. He's got all the motivation, all the time, no matter who's on the other sideline, but particularly when when Belichick is there. So don't tell me Belichick has any motivation. McDaniels.
Matt Nagy on the brain right now.
I do.
You 100% do. First of all, Bill Belichick is 0-2. Against Josh McDaniels.
So,
do I need to remind you how last year ended with the lateral when Chandler Jones caught it?
Do I need to remind you how this ends for Belichick's fingers?
Mike, you know what's happened to the New England Patriots over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They've lost by 30 points over seven days.
Under
Robert Kraft, that had never happened, losing by 30 points twice in a season.
It
happened twice in 7 days.
Doesn't matter relative to this other dude who's never even been to the playoffs.
The offense is scoring 10 points a game. He needs his Their season is kaput.
Yes,
if they don't get
it is.
This. And it's against Josh McDaniel.
What about McDaniel's season, this season and every other one he's ever coached?
All right, that's fair.
Thank you for that.
This is Bill Belichick. Now people are saying, are they going to get rid of him after the season?
No,
should he step down? Should they bring in?
No, they're not going to get rid of him.
Mike Vrabel as the coach.
He could just oversleep his alarm. It's okay. It's Belichick. What's next?
Toss up. Who you got in Sunday's Game 3 of the WNBA Finals? The Aces or the Liberty?
I got the Aces. You can't. I just said going into Game 2, the Liberty got to come back.
I know.
They couldn't even play well. What were they down, like 18-2 or something like that?
19-2.
Frank, I don't see how. You need a rabid Phillies-like crowd in Brooklyn. Oh, wait. They are barely awake in Brooklyn. It is the worst home court advantage, home court situation in terms of spirit in the entire NBA, all 30 teams, maybe Washington, and the entire WNBA, all whatever it is, 12 teams. It's the worst. There's nothing to rally the Aces. Rally the Liberty. I want to see a series, Frank. It's not happening. It's not.
First of all, Brooklyn is a hipster town. I was born there. Watch what you say, number one.
Okay.
Number two, we're going to put on the fans and not on Breanna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, the way that they've played. Here's the problem.
They've been bad.
This was supposed to be a super team. There's been one super team thus far in the series. You know, the Aces have outscored the Liberty by 45 points.
Yeah.
They're the first team in WNBA Finals history to shoot 50% from the field, 40% from threes in back-to-back games. And
no
you
resistance.
And I talked about this over the last 2 weeks.
No resistance.
Asia Wilson is motivated by not winning
not
the MVP.
Yeah.
And Becky Hammon got her all stirred up. How did she not win it? It was a joke.
Well, this is Stewie's got an answer.
And Michael Jordan almost 30 years ago. It's the same thing. The better player on the better team has whether it's, you know, fake or generated from the head coach, that's her motivation.
Agreed.
To feel that she was somehow slighted, and they have been dominant in this
to
series.
Quote the great Frank Isola, that's fair. That's fair. But let me tell you what is also fair. Brooklyn's home court situation, it stinks. It's dark and quiet. It's like a library.
It's theater lighting.
It's
they do it in L.A.
Yeah,
they do
you're
it in
not
the
L.A. Get some light. Show us who's
Ted
in the
Lasso
arena.
Ted Lasso goes to those games.
Brooklyn.
Pablo Torre goes to those
you
games.
You hipsters better get a real arena because you stink
right
now.
He's killing the fans. This is
awful.
Brianna Stewart.
Stewie's asleep. Stewie and Ionescu, they're still napping. Like Belichick could nap right through the game. He doesn't need the motivation. Man. That's it.
The fans.
We're taking one last break. Still to come, Dion in Colorado. Back on the field tonight. What should we expect against Stanford?
And a frenetic finish to last night's West Virginia-Houston game.
Ooh.
That you have to see to absolutely believe.
Oof. Are you going to the game? Are you going to that game Sunday?
I will be there. 3:00. Where are you going to be?
Oh, I'll be watching
the NFL. Crowd that you're knocking.
Because this network's programming and the WNBA, the executives, double thumbs down. They stink like Brooklyn's arena.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 62nd birthday to Glenn Doc Rivers. You know him as a title-winning NBA coach or an all-star guard, but I first knew him as a playground star across Chicagoland at a time when area high schools also featured guys like Mark Aguirre and Isaiah Thomas. After splitting with the Sixers, Doc traveled all summer, told the Boston Globe, quote, "I didn't know I needed a break, but I needed a break," close quote. He's back in the booth now as an analyst with this network and told NBA Today Wednesday that his relationship with James Harden wasn't bad, wasn't good, just pretty much neutral. His advice for the disgruntled guard, Just play and it will work out. Don't let Doc play you from the senior tees. He's trying to creep up there now. Don't let him do it.
I'm not putting that relationship on Doc Rivers. James Harden finally spoke today for the first time since joining the Sixers. He said, can your relationship with the front office be repaired? Obviously, that's Daryl Morey. He said emphatically, no. Eventually, they're going to trade him. I'm not putting this on Doc. This
not
is
at
James
all.
Harden.
This is on Harden. Please.
Yep.
Happy anniversary, Derek Jeter. On this day 22 years ago, your backhanded flip nailed Jeremy Giambi at the plate to save a playoff win for the Yankees in a legendary play. Shane Spencer's throw from right had sailed over two cutoff men, but Jeter streaked across the infield to feel the ball himself and flip it to Jorge Posada just in time. Yankees manager Joe Torre told SNY.com the team actually practiced this play in spring training. Come on now. And also credited Posada with staying home rather than trying to back it up and feel the offline throw. The Yankees would go on to eliminate the A's and then the Mariners before falling to the Diamondbacks in a very emotional World Series in seven games.
I know people outside of New York don't like hearing this about Derek Jeter, but part of the mystique was he came through in the clutch. He did bat 308 in 158 postseason games, and that defensive play right there. By the way, Mike, that was the same year that he hit the home run right after the clock struck midnight on November 1st. And the headlines all over the back pages of the papers in New York, Mr. November.
Derek Jeter is one of the all-time greats. If you hate, I don't care who you are. Hating Derek Jeter is just stupid and a waste of your time and ours. Happy trails to last night's game for West Virginia. What a finish in Houston. Down three with 22 seconds left and facing 4th and 10 from the 50. The Mountaineers connected for an improbable touchdown to take the lead with just 12 ticks left. But West Virginia drew a flag for celebratory helmet removal, helping Houston's subsequent field position. After a quick 8-yard completion, Cougars quarterback Donovan Smith sent a 49-yard Hail Mary toward the end zone as time expired. And the prayer gets answered when Stephon Johnson comes down with the batted ball for the Houston win.
Man, that was a great win. Do you have a problem with the referees calling that penalty right there?
Yeah, not really. I don't. Helmet removal gets stupid. We got to go and run to the big finish, Frank. Daniel Jones is out against the Bills with a neck injury. Your thoughts, sir?
Tyrod Taylor is going to start. He played for the Bills. I feel sorry for him having to be in front of that offensive or behind that offensive line. He's going to get crushed. Deshaun Watson, big story here in Cleveland. He's going to miss the Browns game against the Niners with a shoulder injury. Is that a big deal?
Blowout. Victor Wembanyama back on the court tonight. You intrigued?
I'll tell you what, Bam Adebayo is not going to play, so he's not going to go up against Miami's best. But Wembanyama has looked better in the preseason than he did in summer league. Stanford at Colorado tonight. Do you like Deion to get a win?
Yeah, if Deion wins this one, that'll be five. He'll need one more to become bowl eligible for a team that was just for a program that was lost. Unbelievable season, even with two losses. Last one, number 25 Miami at number 12 North Carolina tomorrow. Will the Heels, Frank, stay unbeaten?
I think they will. And if Miami had just taken a knee in their last game, they would be undefeated right now. We have two undefeated teams. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast.